Besigye, a retired colonel and a former Bush War ally of President Yoweri Museveni, has been an opposition figure who has put up a stiff fight for the country's top position. Many members of his Forum for Democratic Change FDC opposition party hoped he would return to the ballot in 2021. He announced yesterday that he won't.
The junta, the gunmen, are organizing another election to legitimize themselves. That's what they are doing. I told you that in 2016, both my hands were busy. This one engaging the election gears, this one engaging the fighting gears. That is not very efficient. Election gears are our plan A. The fighting gears are plan B. It is my humble decision that I have discussed intensively with my colleagues that we get somebody to lead plan A and you leave plan B for me.
Apollo Kantinti feels that Besigye would have been the best flag bearer for the party as campaigning is being reduced to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Yes, I know we have got strong candidates, but it's kind of going to be even more difficult to sell a new candidate in other areas when it's scientific. Plus, we know that the state machinery always bullies us and doesn't give us the space.
Another party member, Doreen Nyanjura, says Besigye's decision is understandable, especially since he has not completely quit steering the party.
Our commander is still around. He's simply going to take on plan B as other commanders take on plan A. So really, this means FDC is simply going to get stronger because there's division of labor. Understand their emotions because personally got emotion as well. But I had to understand his message. Our fighters only need to be encouraged. They need to give support to whoever is going to carry our flag. Because Seven is still here and I think that is our major enemy.
Ibrahim Semujunganda is the FDC spokesperson. He says it's high time the party concentrated on finding a new flag bearer.
If someone is not equal to Besigye, it doesn't mean that person is worthless. That is the trouble. And that's why you see the country and NRM stuck with Museveni, because they are trying to find Museveni. You will not find him. So Besigye has served as a presidential candidate, other people. I don't think FDC is short of people, but the people who remain behind now have a duty and an opportunity to provide leadership when it is most needed in our country.
Besigye's decision was met with what appeared to be great relief by the ruling National Resistance Movement, NRM Party. Emmanuel Dombo is the NRM spokesperson.
A number of times he has gone to court, and the courts have made their declaration. At one time, he even formed the People's Government. Now I don't know what would become the fate of the People's Government, whether it will expire at the end of the 5 years. But all these were forms of resistance that were being tried to see if it could shake the foundation of the NRM. But for us, we have remained steadfast.
The 64-year-old Besigye was Museveni's personal physician during the 5-year Bush War that ushered him into power in 1986. Museveni, now 75, has ruled Uganda for 34 years. Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, a.k.a. Bobi Wine, now is his major challenger. Just like Besigye, who has been in and out of prison on trumped-up charges, Bobi Wine has faced allegations of treason and other obstacles linked to Museveni. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.